A new art exhibition in Milwaukee is examining the remnants of racism in places throughout the country. The photo collection is called Ghosts of Segregation and features images of sites and structures that depict how segregation has affected the lives of people of color. WUWM's Eddie Morales reports.
At the Charles Ellis Art Museum, the historic Milwaukee mansion is now a space where guests can learn about segregation in America. The exhibition, Ghosts of Segregation, showcasing Richard Frischman's photography, is on display. Dozens of images decorate the mansion's walls, each accompanied by a description that provides historical information. The largest photo in the Great Hall shows the exterior of an ice cream shop in Pascagoula, Mississippi, taken in 2018. Two people of color are placing an order at the front of the building. Senior curator Phoenix Brown describes the image.
We see off to the right there is a window, and there's also a figure inside of this window. And this window used to be where people of color would have to order for their meals on the side of the building. So they weren't allowed to order from the front, and then they had to wait till all the white patrons are finished ordering before their order was fulfilled.
Although the photos shy away from graphic content, Brown says viewing the exhibition can be an intense experience, like when people see and read about Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Louisiana. In 2019, it was the third predominantly black church burned within 2 weeks in acts of hate by the same arsonist. The intense themes are why areas like the Great Hall and Sitting Room have been repurposed for people to decompress and reflect. There's also a comment box for visitors. Brown says guests have shared their thoughts on the history and continuation of racism. She shares this example.
And the comment says, "Brutal. This history makes me reflect on how normalized segregation was, and in so many ways, how segregated we still are. Sure, there aren't any mandates on which entrances folks can use, but look at our judicial system. Look at the radical profile of so many corporations and board of directors. Look at how many old white men make our laws. I'm super mad about it." So this individual is very passionate about like how racism and, I guess more so systematic racism still exists and how it affects us.
Photographer Richard Frischman says the segregated histories of buildings like the ice cream shop are often camouflaged. During his research, he recalls seeing a familiar place, the Paramount Theater in Clarksdale, Mississippi. He had driven past the building several times, but never noticed the defunct entrance for people of color. It still snakes up the back of the brick building.
To me, it was a fire escape. And to most people who see it, that's what they think. And that's what so much of these pictures represent, that our history, for better and worse, is often represented around us in a physical way, but we're not sharp enough to realize it.
Curator Brown points to a picture of a former jazz club in Chicago, which was especially popular in the 1920s and 40s. The building now functions as a beauty shop, but its history as the Grand Terrace Cafe can be seen in the original jazz-themed mural inside the store.
This photograph is really interesting because it's literally an image that points back to like a very robust, inclusive history of like jazz musicians being welcomed into a space, and now it's just a store. And I think Rich captured very eloquently, like, this is what a hair store looks like in a black community, with like just different various objects being for sale, and then like the mural just kind of fell into like disrepair.
Photographer Frischman says he was inspired to start taking photos of the ghosts of segregation after the 2016 presidential election.
That caused me to reflect on what it means to live in America. And my nostalgia for when I grew up represented a really privileged view of the world.
Frischman adds that photographing the sites is one of his continued efforts in learning about other people and cultures.
As much as I try, it's still limited. I need to talk with people who have had other experiences, and I do.
He hopes people will leave the exhibition with a new perspective on how to understand the hardships that others endure. Frischman will host a free virtual artist talk on September 8th. A Zoom link will be posted on the museum's website, charlesallis.org. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.